This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing. Today is indeed a day of classical music. With me in the second half of the hour are Jeanette Wong, a pianist, and Mark Chiho, baritone. We've had Mark here quite a few times, not only as the singer, but also as the conductor and the artistic director. And what do they have in common, that is Mark Chiho and Jeanette? Beyond being classically trained musicians, they are both graduates from the same conservatoire.
Yes, we are.
Which one is that?
Birmingham.
Birmingham
the Birmingham Conservatoire.
Okay, yes.
Earlier this afternoon, I had Banhian and two other musicians here, and we were talking about how the scene in KL seemed to be just blossoming. The performances left, right, and center.
It's great,
isn't
it?
This weekend is just going to be crazy.
Indeed.
Going down as far as Johor Bahru.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Which means we have lots of musicians,
yep,
classically trained.
Yeah.
And you went to the conservatoire.
Yeah.
Is music education very cheap? Is that why we're getting more musicians?
Yeah.
I wish.
No, it's indeed very, very encouraging. And it's so wonderful to see that young people, more and more young people in Malaysia, are choosing music as a profession. And
maybe they didn't realize how hard it is to earn a living as a performing artist.
Yeah, we don't tell them that. That comes later. But no, it's wonderful. I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, you have music education already in Malaysia at the tertiary level. I mean, so students can opt to go locally to universities, and there's a few of them, or they can go abroad. And obviously, you know, for people who are considering to come to study at Birmingham, cost is always on the mind. You know, typical Malaysian, know how much they always ask the question.
Is going to a university cheaper than going to a conservatoire?
It depends. It depends on whether the university is a private university or a state university or some conservatoire, conservatory, so music school, is independent music college, or are they attached to a university? So there are many factors involved when it determines the cost.
How is academic life there different, Jeanette?
Academically, we still do all the major subjects like history, musical analysis, and so forth, harmony and so forth. But we are heavily, as a conservatoire, we are heavily focusing on the performing side of things. So the recital results would form over 50% of your overall results at the end of the course. So we are very much performing focused.
So what I'm understanding is that in terms of the coursework, you do the same, but you spend a lot of time learning to
about
sing,
performance,
the
yeah,
skills of
playing,
singing.
Yeah. The biggest difference about going to study music at a university and as opposed to a conservatoire is that a conservatoire or a music college is essentially a specialist school where you concentrate entirely on performance, on honing your skills as a performer and being formed as a musician. In at the university, I guess it offers a wider range of subjects. So you don't study only musical subjects, but you take classes and coursework in other things like anthropology, maybe social studies
or psychology.
Yeah. So some people prefer to do that. Some people feel that going to a university, you have a wider scope. And then music is your main focus, but, you know, I have other options. But if you go to a conservatoire or a music college, everything that you do is centered on music and musical performance. There are some research courses that you take as well, research degree programs that you take. For example, musicology or
music technology.
Music technology, composition, for example. Mm-hmm. So these are the more academic aspects, concentration or subjects that people can study or major in at a conservatory, but still it revolves around music.
How big usually is your cohort when, you know, your incoming class?
per year, the intake should be around between...
Between 100 to 200 across the broad board, undergraduate and postgraduate, and even the doctoral degree.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's around that number each year.
And the students come from all around the world and study a wide range of... So, all covering all orchestral instruments, string, brass, woodwind, percussion, and then you have the keyboard as well, so keyboard faculty, and then you have your organ, including organ, harpsichord, and then also voice.
And jazz.
And jazz.
If you're a voice student, how many in your class?
Probably the vocal faculty would be about, I don't know, 70, 80? Students. Yeah. So,
and the incoming class is about just a quarter of that then.
Yeah.
Yes, around that.
Every year the intakes differ depending on, you know, the applications and all that. But generally, it's enough to make a substantial...
So you can have a opera production, so
opera,
full opera
as an opera, yeah, with
musical theatre.
With roles being, cast.
So doing a concert is part of your coursework?
Well, yes. So your final recital, obviously, would take place in a concert venue. And certainly we have a lot of performing opportunities as well throughout the year. So some are open to public and some are internal concerts. And we also have an active external engagement department where students can take part in public performances.
Well, I can see, you know, going to a university and majoring in music, what you need to do and how your academic calendar looks like and what you do each day. You attend lectures. How is going to a conservatoire different in terms of your activities on a daily basis?
Well, it can vary from... So, like, for example, when I was a student at the conservatoire, it was very busy. I mean, you have... apart from your one-to-one singing lessons,
is this daily?
Yeah, no, but you have also song classes, you have language classes for singers. We have a coaching in French, Italian, German, and also I took an elective of Russian. You have repertoire classes, you have acting and movement classes. You have
choir,
chamber choirs. Mm-hmm. You also have, depending on which electives you choose, you could do anything from attending some of the core academic subjects. So you have your coursework in your academic subjects and also other electives like conducting, musicology, second study piano. So a wide range of stuff. So you'd be really, really very busy.
I was surprised to hear you say that you have acting classes.
Yes.
And movement. It's
so
integral part
singers,
for singers.
Because I remember this joke about, you know, you go to an opera, you have great singing and mediocre acting. You want to have great acting, you go to a musical, great acting and mediocre singing.
Well, that's why, you know, that's the training provided for you. And one of the most wonderful things about the conservatory in Birmingham, man, it's in a world-class faculty. I mean, all the professors and all the teachers and lecturers there, they are performing musicians themselves. And they are at the top of the game, some of the most respected leaders and performers in the world, in Europe. And they come and share their expertise and impart their knowledge, you know, at a school which is in the heart of the Midlands. And it's thriving. I mean, you walk past the conservatory, you hear, you know, maybe like the sounds of the saxophone or people singing. And so it's a real buzz. There's a real buzz. And everything is all, you know, in a very constructive, conducive and supporting environment. So it's a really great place to thrive.
You're holding a concert this weekend to raise money.
Yes.
But it's not raising money for scholarship for young people who are interested in pursuing a music education and then to have a career as a classically trained musician. It's for a different reason.
Yes, I came up with that idea of helping out students who are already there, especially those from more humble background. Because I've spent a lot of time with these students after they've gone over to Birmingham, because I myself settle in Birmingham. So I get to know them very well, and I found that some of them would have to, you know, find jobs part-time. and earning minimum wages just to get by, some of the getting by. And I see them not using hot water just to save money, and some of them, you know, working till late hours in restaurants. I just thought, you know, we could do something to help. And instead of doing those jobs, they could be, you know, if they don't manage to find any music-related jobs, rather than spending their time practicing, you know, or do something with their music learning. So that's how I started this. So this is my first time doing it. So we're still learning and see how much money we could raise. So hence, you know, we're in a very early process. Yes.
I think a lot of the things, a lot of the times when Malaysian students, when they go abroad to study, you have to take into account, apart from your tuition costs, there's also living costs as well.
Mm.
And you know, because of the exchange rate, mm. you know, and current situation, I think a lot of students, they don't realise that they need to maybe plan their finances accordingly. So, I mean, this fund is set up to actually to help, to aid them in case, you know, as a time, you know, where they in emergency, or they feel that
yes.
they need to some financial support to help them, you know, an extra.
Mm. And also some extra musical courses they would like to take up, or even
yeah.
just to attend a concert. Course, yeah. You know, these things, even though small costs, but they still
yeah.
cost money.
Or instrument repairs.
Yes.
So there's lots of in areas where this fund, mm. this what we call the benevolent fund.
Yeah, and the reason why it's not going towards the tuition fee, because the conservatoire is already providing
giving, yeah,
scholarships
yeah.
For students when
yeah.
they audition. All of them will be yeah. automatically considered for scholarships.
How many Malaysian students are there at this conservatoire?
At the moment, I would say around near 20. So, yes.
When I was there, I was the only one. And now there's 20. That's great.
I know. It's getting yeah bigger number. And
so, there are folks there doing masters also?
Yes,
yes.
Definitely,
yeah.
yes.
I suppose when you have funds like this, folks want to say, how do you administer it?
As we speak, talking to the university and the conservatoire to put everything in place, depending on how much money we managed to raise this time, and then we can then solidify all the application process and, you know, the screening process and so forth, and then we'll get it going. Yes.
Yeah, and it's also wonderful to see that the conservatoire itself has given
yes.
this project mm. its support, and they have recognized that, you know, Malaysian students play, you know, an active role in
very
the music
much,
making.
Yes.
Yeah, very, you know, contribute so much to mm. the musical life in within the conservatory and within the Midlands and within the UK.
Yeah, one so, would assume 20 is a lot.
Yes, you could do a
it's
concert.
It's a large number.
A few concerts.
Who are the other participants in this concert that you're holding? Because you know, say this is a concert by alumni.
Correct.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So everybody who is performing is a graduate from the
yeah.
same
That's
conservatoire.
Right. Yes.
Then there's quite a lot of us, actually.
Yeah.
The alumni of the Birmingham Conservatoire of Music will be presenting a benevolent fund concert this Sunday at the Bentley Music Auditorium in Mutiara, Damansara, not far from Ikano. The reason for this concert, beyond the sharing of music, is to raise funds to aid, in times of need, young Malaysians who are currently pursuing a classical music education at the Birmingham Conservatoire of Music. The concert this Sunday is at 7 p.m. and admission is RM55.
Yes.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9, and thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.